Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now. And the long halls and the gray walls are gonna split apart. Believe it or not, there's life at the high school. And that's why.
This is the wrong choice. It is not going to be good for the university. University of West Florida brings $1.1 billion to the economy of this area. They are the number four employer in this area. We are going to lose students, we are going to lose donors, and the university is not going to continue to be the caliber of school that it is now. So not only is the school going to suffer, the panhandle's going to suffer.
That was Jeannie Godwin speaking with Tanner Stewart in WAR the other day. She is with an organization calling themselves Save UWF. This is a group of concerned citizens and former board members, and they're just worried about the board appointments for the board of directors, or the, I always forget the name of it, but the, you know, the folks who make the decisions at UWF. Now that Governor DeSantis has put several fairly controversial people on there or nominated them. Joining us now, we have Marcia Lindstrom. She is also with Save UWF. Marcia, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you for inviting me to inform your listeners about Save UWF and what we're trying to accomplish.
Most definitely. Now, you spoke at the county commission meeting last week, and so I know that you can make forceful points in a short amount of time. And for people who haven't been tracking this, can you maybe explain what you guys are concerned about and why you're opposed to these appointments?
Yes. The governor recently appointed five members to the UWF Board of Trustees, and the Board of Governors for the state appointed three. Of these eight appointments, only two live in Northwest Florida. And in addition to one living in Idaho, one in West Virginia, and one who lived in South Carolina her entire life until she married and moved to Florida, there's some really disturbing issues with these candidates. We're very concerned that these are political views of the governor, and they don't reflect the values or the views of the university or our wonderful community. And we are taking action. We have a petition. We're holding a town hall meeting Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, March 18th at 5 o'clock, at the Studer Community Institute on the corner of Garden and Spring Streets downtown, mainly to raise awareness of this issue and how the harmful impact it can have, and to inform people what they can do to try to prevent this.
And I know, you know, it has received a fair amount of attention. We've talked about it several times. I think the focus has been largely on Scott Yenner, who has expressed views in the past relating to women, particularly in education and in society, that some find very objectionable or offensive. And I've talked about that a little bit. But the concerns do go, as you said, to not just him, but to other members, although I think he's been voted the chairman of the, you know, whatever of the board, which is kind of interesting, too. We'll get into all that in just a second. Before we do, though, we're talking with Marcia Lindstrom, Save UWF. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to report to you right now. If you're traveling on I-10 eastbound, expect about a 5 to 7 minute delay just through that construction zone between Pine Forest and Highway 29. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Marcia Lindstrom. So, Marcia, In the concerns, is it that these people are unfamiliar with our needs? Is it that they will change and ruin the good thing at UWF, that they're going to get rid of people? What are the exact concerns that that you all have?
I would say all of the above. They can change the curriculum. They can eliminate courses. They control everything. They can affect donors. It's just a wide-ranging effect. Also, one of the appointees, Adam Kissel, the man from West Virginia, does not support the benefits of the GI Bill, and 20% of the student body at UWF is made up of veterans. UWF was named the best college for veterans by Military Times, and it's something that our community is proud to support as well as the university.
Have you guys had a chance to talk at all with the governor's office? I know the appointments themselves or the nominations themselves came as a bit of a surprise to everybody. But I, you know, I assume that first recourse was reach out to the governor's office, and if not them, reach out to like Michelle Salzman and Alex Andrade and, you know, of course, Don Gates. And,
Don Gates.
You know, yeah. And so have you received, I mean, have you been able to talk with this, with the governor about this, or if not him, the representatives and senator?
The governor has not been receptive, and there certainly are efforts to let him know that he's created a firestorm here in our wonderful community and how concerned we are. Don Gates, our senator, who's chairman of the Ethics Committee, which has to approve the appointments before they go to the full Senate, has been very supportive of the university and the leadership. So we're trying to work through him, through other Senate committees that have a say. And just to elaborate on how much of a threat this is to our university.
You know,
UWF has a $1.1 billion economic impact annually on our area.
Yeah.
And their mission goes far beyond their campus. It extends to downtown Pensacola with the historic Pensacola Trust, the Museum of Art, the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition, and they've recently been awarded a $3.3 million grant by the Triumph Gulf Coast to start a center for water and vessel engineering called WAVE at the Port of Pensacola, which will work with American Magic and other organizations. So it has a far-reaching impact on our community, and it's a source of pride. Andrew, we take the university for granted. It's just this wonderful institution that we're all so proud of, but now, unexpectedly, it's really come under attack, and we're really, really concerned, and it's galvanized us to form Save UWF, just a group of citizens, to try to do our best to keep the university, to maintain its quality and its stability.
Yeah, no, I agree. And, you know, look, I have a kid who's there now. I had a kid who just graduated from there. We'll probably have a third kid going there eventually. You know, and I do think a lot of times we take it for granted, as you said, even, you know, all the things that UWF does in our community. I thought it was a weird thing, too, and, you know, surprising. And it feels like it was it was not a problem until the governor made it a problem. That, you know, this, you know, nobody thought UWF needed fixing. I mean, I've talked, and I'll be honest, I think that the culture of UWF is more liberal than the population around here knows, and certainly more liberal than the population here is, but not in a massively problematic sense compared to other universities, like not even close, you know, and I've taught at a lot of them. So the idea that UWF was, you know, somehow not just clicking along is wrong. It was clicking along until now, right? So and as somebody pointed out, the Board of Governors appointees are not just nominated. They are functioning now pending confirmation. And actually, one of the things that concerns me is if these folks even do not get confirmed, they can still be put in by the governor. Do I have that right?
You have that exactly right. In fact, the governor has not put in Scott Yenner's name to the Senate to be confirmed.
Really?
Which means he can continue. And he was elected with no discussion at the first board meeting in January by all eight of the new appointees. When I spoke to the Escambia County Commission, Stephen Berry, District 5, whose district includes the university,
right,
took my bottle and ran with it. And as he said, like you did, the university does not need to be fixed. And I love this quote from him. He said, "We do not need an exodus of skills and talent based on politics. We need a continuing, growing, thriving university like we've had. I don't want to see anything stand in the way of that. And I think that's the main mission, is to keep the stability that we have, don't throw it into chaos, keep the excellence going, which, and it's achieved such remarkable marks by any measure. So, as you said, if it's not broke, let's just celebrate it and keep supporting it and doing all we can to be sure that it's rightful place.
Yeah, this is like, you know, the analogy to me is like, you've got an honor roll student who's getting A's and playing extracurricular sports, and all of a sudden, you know, somebody wants to send them to reform school. Like, this just doesn't make any sense. So, as you say, the meeting, the town hall, if people want more information, comes up on Tuesday. It's going to be at the SCI building, which is the old SunTrust building downtown. That's at 5 o'clock next Tuesday. SaveUWF.com, just like it sounds, SaveUWF.com. And, of course, the ability to sign the petition and also, you know, communicate with your legislators, who are all very well aware of this problem and doing hopefully what they can do to, you know, essentially get a better board of more locals who will represent the community instead of this, you know, weird disruptive board of outsiders who we're not quite sure exactly why they're in there in the first place. Marcia, thank you so much for the conversation. Go ahead.
Do I have time to tell you who the speakers will be at the town hall?
Sure. Yeah, just go ahead. Yeah, it's fine.
Jerry Maygarden, former Pensacola mayor, state legislator, community leader, is going to be the MC. Bill Baer, co-founder of Impact 100, and whose family recently donated $5 million to the College of Business at UWF. Quint Studer will speak. Suzanne Lewis is a former UWF board chair, and she's the first female superintendent for 5 national parks, including Yellowstone and Glacier. Oh. She's pretty amazing. And Rick Outson from N Weekly, Damani Turner Ward, who's a current graduate student, and Dr. LeSharon Wiley, who is director of Equity Project Alliance, championing for diversity, and Debbie Ritchie, who's a former Florida State representative and co-founder of Impact 100.
No,
so it's a pretty distinguished group.
Yeah,
delighted
definitely.
To have.
No, that's going to be a great panel. So look forward to the community meeting on Tuesday, the town hall. And thank you, Marcia, for sharing your concerns and kind of, you know, explaining to people kind of what's going on. I really appreciate it. And I definitely support the concern. And I don't know what the solution is going to be, but I am also worried about our university. Marcia, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
8:25 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Let's see here. We just had an accident on southbound Highway 29 in Kim Strand. So if you're headed southbound on Highway 29, you will see that accident. It's a 3-car accident. Thank you for the tip on that one. Other than that, no other accidents to report to you. I-10 is flowing smoothly. I-110 is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you've got any kind of a plumbing issue, a leak, a drip, a weird sound on the wall when you flush the toilet or turn on the faucet, Barberry Plumbing, they'll take care of it. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes, so you know in advance exactly how much it's going to cost. Or even if they need to fix the fix that you fixed, it wasn't so great, you know, guilty, and they came out and they fixed the thing I fixed wrong. 477-8782 for Barberry Plumbing.
At Pennair Credit Union, we know that road trips don't start by driving into the sunset. A day at the beach doesn't begin with packing the car. Even car shopping doesn't really start at the dealership. Your new car journey begins with an auto loan pre-approval from Pennair Credit Union, because at Pennair, auto financing is easy. And when you get pre-approval before you shop, you'll be ready to hit the road when you find the perfect car. Get started at Pennair.org/car loan. Whether it's new, used, or refinanced, vehicle loans from Pennair Credit Union fit you perfectly. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
The Studer Community Institute, with many others, is dedicated to creating America's first early learning city right here in Pensacola. To do that, Rishi and I built the United States' first early learning sensory garden right at the corner of Balin Street and Main Street. Yep, right by the brew-through. Bring your child. Not only will they have fun, but they'll also learn a lot. And while you're there, you can have a coffee or a smoothie or a bite to eat. So please, bring your child down to the brew-through to the early learning sensory garden. Thank you.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get a Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
I meant to do that.
I got my ticket for the long way round, two bottle whiskey for the way, and I sure would like some sweet company, and I'm leaving tomorrow, what do you say, when I'm
good morning, 827 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. Some more information on that plane crash in Pennsylvania last weekend. Apparently, the pilot of that plane that crashed at the parking lot of a retirement facility was able to pull his passengers, which was his family, his wife and his children, from that wreckage. And the good news is all five of the people that were on that plane did survive that crash that happened over the weekend. Ukraine says it will agree to a 30-day ceasefire with Russia if Moscow accepts. The tentative deal comes after a day of negotiations between Ukraine and the U.S. and Saudi Arabia yesterday. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz said the U.S. Will immediately lift the pause on military aid and intel sharing with Ukraine. And two astronauts who've been stuck on the International Space Station since last June are getting ready to head back to Earth. NASA SpaceX mission is scheduled to launch tonight from the Kennedy Space Center. That's carrying a four-member team to the International Space Station. And once they get there, they'll relieve Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams.
Very good, David. Thank you so much for the update. If you need any kind of work done inside your home, electrical, plumbing, air conditioning, heating, Peden. Peden can take care of it. They've been doing this for 55 years all along the Gulf Coast. Of course, they were all the way to east of Tallahassee, Panama City, Pensacola. They work in Gulf Breeze. They work in Baldwin County. They work in Mobile. So they are all over the area. And right now, for this month only, they've got a $1,000 off mini split air conditioners for March Madness. You know, if you want to have like your garage as your man den or whatever, and you want to watch basketball out there, but you don't want to have to be in the heat, well, they can take care of that. $1,000 off the mini split ACs for March Madness. Cool down your garage, your sunroom, or your workshop for the summer professional. Good quality parts and installation, and of course, they stand by with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Find out more at Peden, PEADEN.com. A couple of texts came in on the UWF thing. Somebody says, is there a group of people who support the governor's initiative to decrease the liberalism of the universities in Florida? Oh, wait, that's the voters. We voted for him to do this. She's just mad about continuing to lose the conservative voters. I don't know that anybody has grounds to challenge my conservative credentials, and I'm bothered by this, even though I generally support the governor's efforts to rein in liberalism. And certainly things he's done in terms of, you know, getting rid of basically tenure, making you have to go through a performance review, being able to appoint the, you know, some of the heads of the universities. I generally support that. This, to me, seems, again, like I said with her, fixing a problem that wasn't really a problem at UWF.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Inflation slowed down last month for the first time since September.
The consumer price index rose just 0.2% last month, also up 0.2% for core monthly CPI, excluding food and energy. For the year ending in February, the CPI came in at 2.8%.
Fox's Ginny Cassola. The European Union announces retaliatory tariffs in response to 25% steel and aluminum tariffs in the U.S. 1,300 education department employees are told they're being let go. Including previous cuts and buyouts, the workforce is cut in half.
Education Secretary Linda McMahon on Fox's The Ingram Angle says the aim is to send more money to local education authorities.
Better education is closest to the kids.
Education Department employees got an email on Tuesday saying the offices would be closed until Thursday for, quote, security reasons.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, the ultimate goal is to have the Education Department disbanded by Congress. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 53 degrees. It is partly cloudy this morning in Pensacola. Well, job growth in our local economy is outpacing the rest of the nation, although it's not outpacing the rest of Florida.
We're not quite as fast as the rest of Florida, which has seen population growth and job growth of about 2% a year, but we are faster than the rest of the nation in terms of both population growth and job growth. And it's been uniform across all the sectors.
That is Rick Harper, the economic advisor for Triumph Gulf Coast. He says there's been a big expansion in the leisure and hospitality job sectors here in our area, with and that goes along with the big growth in tourism across the area. Harper also tells News Radio that Escambia and Santa Rosa counties have seen growth in business services and finance industries, although he says there hasn't been a whole lot of movement in jobs in manufacturing or the military sectors in the last several years. A quick-thinking elementary school custodian saved a kid that was choking on cheesy bread last week. This happened at MacArthur Elementary School. LaDarren Wiggins talked to Channel 3 about the scary incident. He says it's the first time he's had a bad choking incident. Luckily, custodian Antonio Minor stepped in. It was able to give him the Heimlich maneuver.
And so after like six or seven pulse or five, it popped right out.
And Wiggins was taken to a hospital to be checked out. He's doing fine now. The school celebrated Minor's heroic actions with an in-house parade. About 20 young men graduated from Escambia County Sheriff's Office's Blazer Academy program last night. Sheriff Chip Simmons says the idea for the program came from back when he mentored young men as a coach.
They get into a bit of a bind, because no one is helping these kids. And I thought back to those days at practice, and I said, you know what, why don't I duplicate that? Why don't I see if I can get it to where we'll have their undivided attention? What if we do this unapologetically? What if we talk to them about how to be a better man?
A ceremony was held yesterday at Pensacola's First Baptist Church. The young men each received a certificate and a gift. The celebration then moved to the Global Grill. And the next Blazer Academy class will be for young women, and that begins here in just a few weeks. An effort to ban fluoride in tap water is moving forward in Tallahassee. A state Senate committee voted yesterday to approve a bill that would make it illegal for local governments to add fluoride to their drinking water. Republican Keith Trunow sponsored the bill. He says it's all about choice. He says there's a lot of ways to add fluoride to the water, but if somebody doesn't want it, they cannot opt out. And Senator Rick Scott pushing a bill that he says would hold bureaucrats accountable to the American people. He announced that he and Kentucky Senator Rand Paul have teamed up to reintroduce the Royalty Transparency Act. This would require government employees and anyone on an advisory committee to disclose royalty payments they receive. Scott says the current law allowed Anthony Fauci and others to receive millions in royalty payments from companies outside of the government without reporting it. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. If you're traveling on Highway 29 in Kimstrand going southbound, there's an accident there that's causing some delays in traffic, so just be aware of that. I-10, I-110 is flowing very smoothly right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We will see a beautiful day today with temperatures around 72 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 58 degrees. For Thursday, dealing with a chance of some rain, otherwise cloudy skies, 50% chance of rain, high near 71 degrees. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 62. Looking a bit nicer on Friday with a few more lingering clouds, high on Friday near 74 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 66. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. And the temperatures are warming up. We've got 60 now in Pensacola, 56. Six in Gulf Breeze and 50 in Milton. Your Money Now markets this morning are up at the opening bell. The Dow's up 134 points at 41,576. S&P up 63 points at 56,35. NASDAQ up 339 points at 17,775 today. 10-year bond rate up slightly at 4.318%. Gold prices down $7 at $29.1390. Silver price is up 30 cents at 33.45. And looking at the crypto market, Bitcoin's up 438 this morning at 83.60620. Ethereum's down just about 50 bucks. Solana up 16 cents. Dogecoin at 18 cents and unchanged. And XRP is up 4 cents for today. The Department of Education is being gutted.
Staff received an email Tuesday notifying them they had to vacate the department's headquarters by 6 p.m. The email said the closure was for security reasons. Just a few hours later, a senior department official announced over 1,300 staffers received notifications that they're being fired. President Trump has repeatedly said he would like states to control education. Last week, reports said Trump is preparing to sign an executive order that aims to dissolve the Education Department. Only Congress can close a congressionally established agency. I'm Michael Kastner.
Thank you very much, Michael. Southwest Airlines' decision to start charging for checked bags is being met with ridicule all across social media. Travel planner Kathy Banks says it could damage the carrier's reputation, especially among cost-sensitive families.
You know, this costs more, and that costs more, and that costs more. And now this is just one more thing on a family.
And she said Southwest may have already lost their reputation as being a low-cost carrier. Their tickets, she says, are more in line with the legacy airlines. Well, TikTok rolling out some new features that they say are aimed at keeping their younger users safe. This comes as the social media giant faces a potential ban in the next month over national security concerns. The new features would allow parents to limit the amount of time their kids spend on the app. It's an expansion of TikTok's existing family pairing feature. It's 8:38. Your next news at 9. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. This is Your Money Now.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Daryl Sewing of Pensacola is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of machines, plus a large selection of furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Coming up March 28th and 29th, you'll find Daryl's at the Pensacola Quilts 2025 Quilt Show at the Pensacola Fairgrounds, sponsored by the Pensacola Quilters Guild. Daryl's of Pensacola, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess, 850-438-5444. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Many families in our community are one step away from homelessness, and you can help change that. Your Leadership Pensacola Class of 2025 has partnered with Family Promise of Escambia County to remodel a home for displaced families. Your cash and in-kind donation will help us complete repairs and provide furnishings that will make this a home for families in need. Learn more and donate at leapclassproject.org. That's leapclassproject.org. Together, we can make a difference.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
Tell
gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
What goes on toast? That's it. Simple. 437. Sorry to be so abrupt. I'm just feeling very, let's go today. I don't know why. I just am. Talking about nuclear deterrence and weird language rules. And
math
and
calculations at 5 a.m.
Doing two segments back-to-back on math. Yeah, so we're in a weird place today. Hey, if you don't like the show today, trust me, it'll be different tomorrow. Same person, most likely. 437-1620, 437-1620. No, but that's our frivolous question for the day. What goes on toast? You want to start us off there, John? 437-1620, what goes on toast?
Grape jelly, buddy.
Grape jelly, buddy?
No, I'm just saying to you, buddy.
Comma, buddy to me?
Yeah.
Okay. Butter and jelly or just jelly?
Well, it just depends if you got time or
not. No, you relativist. Which is it? You prefer butter or not butter?
I prefer butter, but I'm not going
to. Kind of hostile, isn't it, for this question?
Listen.
Man, y'all.
I just want you to have a position and hold to it.
What have I walked in on?
Have a position.
Okay. So butter,
I'm going
then
say,
jelly?
Yes.
Okay. Do you wait for the butter to melt or do you get it while it's still kind of melting? You mix your jelly together with the butter a little bit?
As it's melting.
What flavor of jelly?
Grape jelly, of course, as well.
Always
grape jelly.
Grape jelly? Oh,
that's it.
Okay, no strawberry, no marmalade.
There's nothing else in my house but grape jelly.
All right, fair enough. I got where you're coming from.
See, I'm taking a stand.
All right. Do you melt the butter in advance, or do you rip the bread up when you try to put the cold butter on it?
The butter is a little warm anyway.
Halfway room temperature?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I got you.
So
Meg,
I don't know if I want to participate.
I just like to ask questions. I just like to, let's get specific here.
I don't know why I feel like I'm going to get attacked. Okay.
Oh, no. No warning. No worries.
That's a completely unfounded fear. I would never do such a thing on this topic.
Oh, okay. So butter. But see, here's the thing. What kind of toast? Is it cinnamon raisin toast? Because if it's cinnamon raisin, then I put
butter. Isn't that a whole nother
question? And then I put a little cinnamon and sugar on it. Okay. But if it's not, then it's butter, whipped butter, and strawberry preserves.
Okay, so you go the extra cinnamon approach only if it's cinnamon bread to start with. You don't mix your plain bread and your cinnamon sugar.
Sometimes.
Okay, but more to the, if it's the cinnamon bread, then you're going to amplify. Mm-hmm. And if it's the plain bread, you're going to go with strawberry. And did you say butter?
Whipped butter. It's a
whipped butter.
A yogurt butter.
Right. There you go. Mm-hmm. Yogurt butter.
Yes, it's whipped. It's very good.
Interesting. All right. 437-1620-437.
I'm just like, boy.
John got interrogated and insulted, and Meg's like, you're fine. It's all good. It's like passing the bridge of death in Monty Python and the Holy Grail, right?
You know,
what's your favorite color? It's green. Go on. You know, no worries. What's the airspeed of a fully laden European swallow? What? Okay. For me, there's
can't wait.
Really just the one answer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that nothing else can be done. It's that, to me, the reason to have toast is so that you can have cinnamon sugar toast.
Oh, so I'm in your school.
Yes.
Wow.
But I will say this. I have always been disappointed with cinnamon bread. It never satisfies whatever. Even it just never seems to have it. But if you just take a piece of plain old white bread and you toast it and you put some butter on there and then you sprinkle it with cinnamon sugar, 4-to-1 ratio is the proper one, 4 units of sugar and 1 unit of cinnamon when you mix it up. And then, you do it until it's drenched in cinnamon sugar and then you pick it up by the crust and then you shake the excess off.
Mm-hmm.
And lick it later if you need to. But that is, my boys were raised on cinnamon sugar toast, and that is like one of the great joys of life.
Have you ever used cinnamon raisin bread?
I've tried. It's just the same thing. Say, just, I don't know. It's like, I love the almond and butter, honey butter kind of cream cheese that you get on bagels on a plain bagel.
I love that.
On a plain bagel, not on a raisin or a cinnamon. Do the raisin cinnamon on its own. So I don't mix and match the flavor and the base.
Honey pecan cream cheese on a cinnamon raisin bagel is the bomb.
No. Yeah,
Why do you do food this early in the morning and don't bring any? Oh, my goodness. He's like, this is the bomb with the cinnamon. And I'm like, really?
437-1620, 437-1620. Were my wife here, she would say grape jelly. I'm not a jelly jam kind of person. I mean, if you force me, but, generally speaking, it's a no. But that's, I'll allow it as a personal peculiarity. No big deal. I'm not going to fight with you over it.
Peculiarity?
Peculiarity, yeah.
He's been using big words this morning.
Sorry, we've been doing nuclear nonproliferation.
And Orwellian.
Post-apocalyptic, Orwellian.
Clearly, I haven't had enough coffee.
Dystopian and utopian. Sure, we're all over the place today. All right, somebody says, our good friend John Hutchinson says, fig preserves. Oh, fig though. No. No, John. No, John.
John, bring
no
grape
fig.
Jelly.
Okay. No, grape no jelly. Figs. No. Okay, so somebody here says Kerry butter. That's the super high quality Irish butter, right? Is that what that is? That's the, like Kerry Gold. Is that what you mean? Which I have a, my bosses are a big believer in that. I will tell you, I was not super satisfied with that. I thought I spent a lot of money. I was going to get a lot of taste, and I just got same old taste. Somebody says butter and your fruit or jam or preserves of choice. Mm-hmm. Does anybody go?
That's a diplomatic way of saying it.
Yeah. That's very inclusive. Does anybody go straight, like just toast and then the jelly without doing a butter layer in between, John? Mm. You will?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I will say that, you know, there's something super nice about just toast with butter only.
Yeah, you're
right. Kind of like how I said pancakes with butter only is the test of a true pancake. If you've got a good quality bread.
Oh, for sure.
And just the butter, and then you're tasting just the butter, and that's the reason for life.
Well, there's also honey.
Yeah.
Honey and toast is good, too.
Honey's better on a biscuit, though, right?
True.
We all agree?
Yes.
Okay, it's made for it. Let's see. Somebody says real butter. Oh, and honey. Somebody says and honey. They're right with you, Meg. Cream cheese on toast?
Sure. You could do that. I've done that before. It's yummy.
It seems logically like it would work.
It does.
Because the basic theory is any starch can have any topping, right? You can put pepperoni and cheese and tomato sauce on top of bread instead of on top of a pizza crust, right? I mean, you can put any starch makes any topping. I mean, theoretically. It seems weird to me, cream cheese on bread, though.
Oh, no, I like that.
Okay.
That's very good.
We'll allow it. Did we do traffic yet, John?
No.
God, way past traffic. Go ahead, traffic on the 8s.
Oh, and I was corrected by my fiance saying we do have a little jar of homemade Mountain Dew jelly.
Oh, interesting.
I know. She bought it a couple weekends ago.
The better takeaway, though, is that you're taking correction from your fiance. So well done.
Yeah. I mean, I've got to.
As you should.
I have to live.
That's right.
All right. Here we go. No accidents to let you know about right now. Seeing some delays on Highway 29, both northbound and southbound. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Just seeing about a five-minute delay through that area. Nothing really big to write home about on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. So I was thinking about home and, you know.
Thinking about food and
ride,
happiness and satisfied bellies and all that kind of stuff. Hey, if you're thinking about buying a house or selling a house or, you know, you have questions about real estate. One of the things, I love Christina Leavenworth. She's a dear friend. And one of the things that she always says is, hey, if people have questions about real estate, they can call. They don't have to be just wanting to sell or buy a house. You want to know what is something going for? What's the market doing? Are the rates up or down? What would it cost me to buy a beach house? What would it cost me to buy an Airbnb? Does it make sense for me in this real estate market? Because, you know, the rental market has changed dramatically, even in the last 6 months. And people who were making a killing are not as much anymore. So, like, knowing what the market is doing, especially if you're thinking about making an investment, call her. She knows. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leaven Rinky Realty. Back to the frivolous topic of the day, which is the question, what goes on toast? Somebody here says butter and apple butter or peanut butter, banana, and honey. I've heard that and never tried it. I've heard that. I've also heard pickles. People throw pickles into that mix.
Ew.
Peanut butter and pickles.
Ew.
I don't know. What's the one that Elvis used to always eat? What was the
peanut butter and bananas?
Bananas, that's the one. Yeah, I've heard that too. So,
peanut butter and bananas.
And a lot of these things sound nasty till you try them. You're like, oh, where you've been hiding all my life, right? I mean, so if some flavor matches really work. Somebody here says cream cheese, but be delicate during the spread. Yeah, I can see that. You know, you could rip up a piece of bread real good with a cream cheese. Which, by the way, it should be toasted until it's lightly brown and no further and no less, right? We're all in agreement. Don't burn it.
Don't burn
it.
Don't
not leave burn it
yellow.
It. Yes.
Okay. All right. Good. Just checking.
And barely light toast.
Right. Like it's just starting to crisp on the edge. Right. It's a bread sear.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
If you want to look at it.
Real butter, red raspberry preserves. If you want to try something new, somebody says make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich using buttered toast. It's amazing. I'll take your suggestion. I'm not a peanut butter and jelly fan, but I don't want to admit it out loud. Too late. Somebody says toast with creamed chipped beef. Okay, I mean, you know, I'm not gonna fight with you. I mean, I like all these
Bring
foods.
It up here.
Buttered cinnamon sugar, yes, sir. White or wheat butter, room temperature with jelly jam preserves, strawberry, raspberry, grape, or the popular homemade blueberry that my sister makes every year. I've tried it. Just kidding.
Wow.
Have you ever had blueberry preserves, though, like on anything?
My dad used to make them delicious. Especially
now,
on pancakes.
Now I'm having your reaction, John. Where is it?
Now you know how it feels.
Especially on pancakes.
Yes, especially on pancakes. This is a person after my own heart. Sliced avocado, fried egg, and I would add a slice of cheese.
Hello. Bring it in the morning, bar.
So good.
Oh, my
now,
gosh.
But now we're talking about, like, creations.
Right.
We're not just talking about like, an add-on. To the, yeah. The bread is now a pretext. The bread is not the star.
Because now you could get into bacon and everything
else. Yeah,
that's a whole other question.
Yeah, now it's like it's food plus with added bread as opposed to bread with added food.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So cream cheese and avocado on toast. Peanut butter with blueberries. I can't do that one in my head. That sits wrong with me in my head.
I can do that before pickles.
Okay. All right. I see you. Add curry butter to crunchy toast. Spread the seedless raspberry jam in the puddles of melted butter.
I love the description.
It reminds me of E.E. Cummings when all the world was, mud wonderful and puddle luscious and mud luscious and puddle wonderful. I think that's what it is. Oh, blueberry and butter puddle luscious. I've gotten myself completely off track here. Don't forget the Nutella. Why do you ruin everything?
It's good.
It's not good.
Yes, it is.
Do Europeans like it?
Yes.
Then it's not good.
Oh, no.
What?
No.
What?
No, you didn't say
if it didn't
that.
Come out of Germany or Paris, it's not good.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
This week, we'll talk about a proper Visit Pensacola St. Patrick's Day and what springtime means in Pensacola.
Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
A brand new set of World Book Encyclopedias!
It was like winning more school.
Oh, my God. I just had watched this movie, 8-Bit Christmas, and it's so funny. And then they're, like, going to win this great, I don't even remember what it was, some a video game system. And the concerned parents come in and convince the principal of the school to swap it out at the last minute for the grand prize being World Book Encyclopedias. And the line is, it was like winning more school. Such a great line. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. Oh, and we did just learn something about you that I did not know. You hid it from me this whole time.
Well,
you've been my
producer
since like May of last year, right? Nine months. And all of a sudden, everything in our relationship makes sense because you are a huge fan of
Dr. Pepper.
Good Lord, man.
What's wrong with that?
Well,
why don't
it's
you
fine
like it?
If you don't have taste buds, but otherwise, you know.
Oh,
so.
It's a nice cinnamon taste and all the 23
I'm just
different
saying,
flavors.
All of our disagreements about food can be traced to the fact that you are a drinker of both Dr. Pepper and Mountain Dew. Not simultaneously, by the way, but
I
think we've solved everything in our relationship. Go on, tell them about the traffic.
Oh, okay. So we have one accident. That happened on Highway 29 at Old Kim Strand. Now, if you're headed southbound on 29, the roadway is blocked and it's causing some delays in the southbound lane, so just be aware of that. Other than that, we are rolling accident-free and Dr. Pepper lovely stuff.
It's in your cup, man.
I know, because the Coke Zero is not working. If they'll get that working, my bad. But cherry Dr. Pepper is the best.
Move on.
I'm just trying to help you out.
Okay,
culture
so
you.
You know how we've had this, like, the trade war, tariff war, the Trump is the 25% tariffs, and then you got the Canadians are like, well, we're going to put a tariff on electricity that we're putting over out of Ontario, and Trump says, make it 50%, and Canada says, okay, fine, fine, no tariff on electricity. This is just how my brain works, and I can't get away from this idea. Do you know who the guy is who is the Canadian politician, the premier of Ontario, is Doug Ford? And when I saw him and I heard that name, what it reminded me of was, you remember the guy from Toronto who was the mayor who did crack and admitted it like 10 years ago? Rob Ford, because he looks sort of like him. They're brothers. Do you remember Rob Ford? I pulled some of this up because I couldn't. It was so amazing. Remember?
You asked me a couple of questions. And what were those questions?
Do you smoke crack cocaine?
Exactly. Yes, I have smoked crack cocaine.
Amazing.
Do I? Am I an addict? No.
When have you
Have I tried it? Probably in one of my drunken stupors, probably approximately about a year ago. I answered your question. You asked the question properly, I'll answer it.
How many
times? I've made mistakes. All I can do now is apologize and move on.
It was probably this is 2013. This was an amazing story that, you know, he came out and admitted to it and said, you know, there's a video out of him being drunk, and he said, I don't know, it could be, I don't remember. I tend to get in drunken stupors. You'll have to show me the video, and then we can see how bad it is. You know, I mean, he's actually saying these things when he was talking to the press, and then the whole press conference ended in genuinely one of the funniest, oddest questions I think I have ever heard from a member of the press.
I told you, approximately, I was probably saying it around about a year ago, but I don't know exactly. That's why I want to see. I don't even remember after some of the stuff that you guys see me, the state I've been in, it's a problem. So
are you on crack right now? Oh, man. And that's when he walked away. He ended the press conference at that point. Now, he lost his bid, I think. He left office, and he ran for city council and got elected. Like, he left being the mayor and became a city councilman. So this was all known at the time, and he still won. Okay, they look very similar. That's why I keep getting confused when I see Ford and the name. And anyway, so he is Doug Ford's brother, Rob Ford. Now, it's actually kind of a sad story. Rob Ford has passed away. He had cancer, but it had nothing to do, as far as we know, with any of the drug stuff. But if you have had, because John, you said you had the same thing. You saw him and you thought,
right,
that reminds me of this guy from.
I sure did.
And, you know, well, there you go. That's your you're not crazy moment in political history here as we think about Canadian tariffs, electricity, President Trump, and crack cocaine.